Okay, let's see, Eddie. I think I have the themes out. Do you have a theme in there?
Yeah, I got the theme. We got the commercials live. Got all the records.
What is commercials live?
Only one commercial is live. One commercial.
The only one that I rehearsed was the one that we had.
Yeah, well, that's the only one we've got.
So it looks pretty exciting.
First one this week.
Excuse me, buddy.
Daddy Sawbucks.
Mind if I bust in here a minute before you go on the air?
No, Daddy.
Oh, your light's on. You're already on. I didn't mean to cut.
That's all right, Daddy. You've got quite a few friends in the area. They know who you are.
You know, my analysis of the news is getting to be a pretty big show, you know.
Daddy Sawbucks for the NBC Newsroom. What's...
Well, I just saw my way out to dinner. I was wondering if anything I could bring you back. Sandwich, a cup of coffee.
I'm going home as soon as the show's over. I don't need a thing.
I'm going home, too. I just thought I'd ask. Oh, say, before I leave, it's something I wanted to bring by for you here.
What's that, Daddy?
A package of records. The Victor Record Man was up in the newsroom a while back and left these records for you.
Some new releases?
New releases, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give me some Perry Como's here. Let's open them up.
Let's take a look here. Always like to hear new records on the radio, you know.
Here's a nice big pack of them.
Yeah, they look, thick package of records.
Hey, Bobby, would you put one on? Let's listen to it. Okay, here. Let's do it.
Is the filter in the right position?
Is there something wrong with the equipment over there? Sam? Well, let's try another. Here's another regular. You put this one on. Let's see.
Hey, it didn't sound exactly hi-fi there.
Something's wrong somewhere here.
I'm in a nice bit of trouble, I can say.
The darn thing.
Somebody with me is at
I don't think so.
I'm sure.
I should by now.
Maybe Peggy Lee.
Patty Payne.
Let's see, take that one off. There must be something wrong or something.
Well, funny,
when did you get these records, Daddy?
Hey, that sounds like the Ames brothers. What did you say?
Put them on. Let's see what that sounds like. Let's see, what was the one you were playing there? What was it?
I love your fertile valleys, your dear mountains.
I love your fertile valleys and your purple mountains.
Well, fellas, I just thought I was doing you a favor bringing the records by.
Wait a minute. Look at this. This says Victor Release 1918.
Yeah, the fellow was by, I guess it was February the 2nd, 1918. I put him in my desk and I forgot about him till the day.
These are the records you brought?
Out. Yeah, that's right.
Get him out of
here.
He
was back here. I don't know.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys program for Friday evening. This is Ed Walker, and Willard Scott went out to get the music. You won't believe it. We started in kind of a hurry. We left the music in the music library, which is a very fine place for the music to be, actually. But he is in the process of getting the music for us now. We're going to have an interesting program coming up today. We'll have the round table of knowledge for you. We'll also have Mr. Fix-It on hand and the episode of Just Plain Stella Bear and her son Herbert. I see you found the records, all right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I forgot to bring him in.
It's okay.
I told him what's coming up on the show, but I haven't mentioned the engineers yet. Bobby Shenton. And
Arthur Page over there.
Yeah.
And there's Richard Edwards.
Dick, you look stunning today, I must. How do you feel on this springy day, Dick?
I feel poorly.
Poorly? Mm-hmm. What's the matter?
I think I strained myself this morning.
Oh, really? What did you...
I helped do the Al Ross show.
Oh, you were lifting those big sound effects turntables around?
I made toast for him.
Oh, well, that'll do it every time.
Melba, that stuff hard like that. It's real...
That'll do it every time. Well, Dick, why don't you... push him over in the corner there, let him take a little nap, or a nip, as the case may be.
I understand the National Lumbermen's Association have just voted you and me the two biggest knots in radio.
I think they're off the beam. Hey, that's called When You're Smiling, done by Herbie Green and the orchestra. And I'm not talking with an English accent either.
Is that Herbie Green?
No, his name is Herbie Green.
U-R-B-I-E?
Something like that. Hey, food savings are number one at Safeway in 61. Do you know that?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
This week, Safeway is featuring Chuck Rose.
How do you do?
Hi, Chuck. USDA Choice, the only grade of beef cuts you'll ever find at Safeway.
You know, Chuck Roast is thrifty and deliciously tender.
Mm-hmm.
Like all beef cuts at Safeway, Chuck Roast is USDA Choice. Naturally aged, carefully trimmed of excess bone and fathead, and waste before weighing, and fully guaranteed by Safeway for quality and flavor.
That's right. USDA Choice Chuck Roast is featured this week. Blade cut with the bone in for only 43 cents a pound.
Skidoo.
USDA Chuck Roast, that is. And we got another fine value for you at Safeway. Many others, as a matter of fact. We want you to come on in, shop around, and really take a good look and see all those fine foods up there on the shelf. See them up there?
Yeah.
So you see why we say food savings are number one at Safeway in 61? That's Safeway, where
food is first.
Now.
King Kong Birdseed, the greatest name in birdseed. The only bird seed that makes your parakeet look like an ape, sound like a lion, and gentle as a bear brings you the heartwarming story of just plain Stella Bear and her fat bar love and happiness.
And now?
Ow! Starring the gifted stage and screen star, Margaret Hartburn, in the title role of kindly old lady bear. It's early afternoon as our story opens. We find ourselves in the bear house. Papa Bear and Papa Bear are looking over the warheads.
Look at this.
Get
Look at these
job.
Pills here, Ma.
We're looking over the warheads, I said.
Looking over the warheads, too, if anybody wants a 38-year-old boy. No. Mm-hmm. Something's bugging me, Ma.
Have you tried?
Ma, listen to me.
The best breakfast food in the land.
Stop reading that Jack Armstrong comic.
Whatever happened to Jack Armstrong?
I don't know.
He Remember when we was kids, Pa?
Yeah, but that was before Jack Armstrong. I'll say that.
Used to sit around the Super Heterodyne.
Yeah.
That's a meat market down at the corner of 8th and Granby, and listen to...
Ma, look at this. Look at these food bills.
What's that, Paul?
Look at this. $25 for bread last week. Now, that's fantastic.
Well, we had to feed the birds, don't you know?
10 cases of soft drinks.
Clara Bird and Herbert.
Isn't room. That ridiculous? Where in the world are we getting all the... Herbert eats a lot, I know, but...
Hi, Mr. Bear.
Hello there, sonny. Who was that kid?
It's one of Herbert's playmates from down the stream.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Paul. It just seems...
How do you do, Mr. Bear?
Hello, Charlie.
Hmm.
A lot of them coming in today, aren't they?
I guess Herbert's got a...
I was just saying, I don't...
Oh, Mr. Bear, Mr. Bear.
Wait a minute, Paul.
Hmm?
One of these kids, they run in the front door and they go down to the basement. Now, what's going on?
Well, Mr. Bear.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Better call Herbert and find out what's going on.
No, better yet, let's go down to the basement ourselves and see what's happening.
Come on. Right, open the door here.
Okay, kids, just go right on over here. And,
Herbert!
Right down.
Herbert! This is your mother. Don't you recognize me?
Oh, hello, Mr. Bear. Hello, Ma.
What do you got behind the kitchen door going on there in the basement?
Well, I just started up a new business establishment here. I got my own little gaslight club, you see.
What do you mean?
Well, I have the kids come down and pay $5 for a key, and they can come in any time and buy soft drinks for 50 cents a piece, and the sandwiches are a penny.
I don't believe... Herbert,
hmm?
Unlock that door to the basement, and let's see what you've got going on in there.
I don't believe you. Well, all right. Got a swinging combo down here.
How much did you say a key was, Herbert?
$5.
Okay, Paul, give him $5.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
I had danced the goose steps since I was in Poland.
Okay, come on, you're charter members now.
$5 and you get to do a little dance and laugh it up a little, I guess. You know, kids like to do jolly what do I. King Kong Birdseed. Greatest Name of Birdseed has again brought to you Just Plain Stella Bear, the story of love and tenderness in a world too busy to care. Starred Margaret Hartburn in the title role of kindly old Lady Bear. Based on the book, Not Enough Soon Enough by Claudia Clive. Adapted for radio by...
Geraldine Fitzgeraldine.
I had a little thing in my throat there. I knew what was happening. This bit of Sherman D. Tank production.
Now...
You did that, you idiot.
Sorry. Right ashore and...
Crazy music, that's
the way it goes, all right?
It's time now for WRC Radio to present the Round Table of Knowledge. Presenting each Friday at this time, our panel members, who will discuss the semantics of one word in our English language.
You ready?
I'd now like to present our panel members to you, our listeners. First of all, representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago, Mr. Orson Meyer.
Thank you very much.
You're off mic, Mr. Meyer.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Miss Anna Nim, formerly the Miss Synonym of 1932, now with the East-West North-South Word Study Group for Word Preservation.
Thank you very much.
You're off mic, too, Miss.
Thank you very much, and it's a great pleasure to be
and
with you.
And finally, the eminent and distinguished gentleman, Professor of Neo-Anthro-Semantics of Wiesbaden, Germany, Professor Heinrich Van Lier.
Thank you very much, sir. It's a great pleasure. We're both off mic. Will the engineer turn the mic
on over here? Thank you. That's much better. Now, panel members, are we all ready?
Yes.
Ms. Kim?
Yeah, Bart.
Professor?
Yeah.
Today's word... No, don't get nervous. No, it's Friday and you're nervous.
No.
Today's word is simply silly.
Simply silly?
No. The word simply.
Silly,
is.
I see.
Silly is the word. Silly?
Silly.
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 Miss Nim, your hand is up, I see.
Yes, of course. It's a very common word used around the house. Every window has a silly. Window silly.
That's pretty silly itself by the fact that it's a window sill. All right, Mr.
I have it, yes.
Mr. Carter. Meyer.
It's a girl's name. I wonder what's become of silly, you know. Isn't that right?
The girl's name's Silly. That's Sally.
I wonder what's become of Silly.
That's Sally.
Old game.
Forget it.
It's Professor. Obvious that nobody knows it but me, so I'll come up with the right answer.
The word is Silly.
It's a country in South America. Silly. Argentina, Brazil, and Silly.
We've
been make a wonderful dish there. Silly.
Chatting with our WRC Radio
on their
Roundtable of Knowledge panel members who have been today rendering the word, and I mean really rendering it, the word silly.
Yeah.
The word is pretty silly itself.
Thank you.
Now back to our studio.
No two people have ever been so nice.
Very nice. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet and no two people.
WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturers of do-it-yourself first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fix-It, radio's original goof-it-yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Fix-It very quietly, we find him out here in his vestibule, just inside his front door, on the stoop. And hello there.
We'll build a sweet little nest.
Ahoy there.
Somewhere in the west and let the best of the Bule go by.
Ahoy. Ahoy there, Mr.
Ahoy there, Willard Scott. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I noticed that you're sort of resting on your laurels here.
Yes, I am. tired out, you know.
One way of putting it. I see.
I'm shopping all day, you know.
Kind of bushed, eh?
Yeah, kind of bushed.
Well, listen, how about giving our listeners a tip for home improvements here?
Sure. Listen,
I see. The grid is on the toaster there.
I have developed a new and better automatic door opener.
Well, I mean, I see that there's a little electric eye here in front
of
your
door. That's
right.
You know, have you ever had to come home with an armful of groceries? You stop by the mailbox to pick up the mail and then open the door. You have to put the groceries down, reach in your pocket, take out the mailbox key, open up the mailbox, get out the mail, lock the mailbox, unlock your door, put the mail in one hand, pick up the groceries with the other hand, and walk inside.
And open the door before you get in.
Yes. And I have alleviated this problem.
What have you done?
The electric door here that all you have to do is... Well, I'll back up. I got this big bag of groceries here.
Yeah, pick up the groceries.
Pick up the groceries.
Yeah.
I'm coming in up the... I want a front porch.
Let me explain. There are two little electric eye poles that stand across one another directly in line of Mr. Fix-It. He's got one bag of groceries in his arm.
Groceries in my arm. I reach in with my right hand, get the mail out of the mailbox.
Opens the mailbox.
And I still got the groceries. I haven't had to put them down at all. And I just walk right
step on the pedal and the door opens.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Golly.
Mr. Fix-It.
fine.
That's smart.
Here's a couple of tomatoes over here. Let's put the cabbage back in there.
Gee whiz, I broke the whole front door right off the...
Don't understand. Here's your mail.
Yeah.
Here.
Huh.
Here, you might be...
What's this?
...interested in this piece of mail.
From the electric company.
Yeah, well, what?
Because, yeah. Hmm. No wonder the door didn't work.
What's that?
I forgot to pay my bill last month. They cut off the power this afternoon.
We've been visiting with Radio's original Goof It Yourself for Mr. Fix-It. Brought to you by Johnson & Swanson, the world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fix-It say...
One more time.
Ouch. Oh.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
And so they lock us in for another weekend. We'd like to thank our producer, Richard the Lionheart. Our director, Marco Polo. Scripts and special material by Queen Isabella. And our lawyer, Clarence Darren.
And we've lost another one.
Thanks to Bobby Chetton. Also, Bobby, you know who. Roger Page.
Yeah.
Dick Edwards. And here's our program director.
Fellas, I just, folks, I just work here.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio.
This program is heard by our armed forces overseas everywhere in the world.
No!
Maybe delayed broadcast, sir. But here's the Weather Bureau forecast for Washington and vicinity. Cloudy with rain during the latter part of tonight. Low temperature in the 40s. Rain Saturday, highest temperature in the 50s. Followed by colder in the late afternoon or at night. The temperature now in Washington, 58 degrees. The humidity, 67%. The wind south at 10. WRC, WRC-FM, NBC Radio in Washington. It's 7:30.
And a few people will come right over here. I would be glad to show you the these fish over here. Of course, the average goldfish that you find in a normal goldfish bowl or pond. These are the American goldfish.
Certainly is a very interesting exhibit, sir.
These are guaranteed, of course, fresh. If you'll step over here, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see here's a very, very fine-looking specimen of a barracuda. We got this from Florida. Very handsome barracuda. You notice him in there?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, boy, he's
yes, it's a very interesting-looking fish there.
Step right over here, please.
That seems to be a very unusual-looking pair of fish down there.
Well, you'll notice these fish are the South American Pisces picirondo.
Well, look at them jumping around like they seem so very excited in the water.
Actually, that's not their nature at all. They're very calm and easy to get along with fish and very quiet.
Looks like somebody spiked their food or something. What is it?
Well, just between you and me, sir, on the last tour, there was a little boy who was passing by and he was listening to the Joy Boys on his transistor radio and he dropped it in the fish bowl and the fish are going crazy.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
All righty, it's time for the Joy Boys. This is Monday evening and a brand new week here.
Hup, two, three, four.
What are you doing?
I was watching Jack LaLoon on the television this morning.
Oh, yes.
All right now, girls. Let's talk to
him. He is quite a guy, you know, that I never realized. You know, he sort of looks like a muscle-brown Pepe Le Pew or something there.
Yes, well,
he's quite a swinger there.
We have a very interesting show coming up this evening, and, we got, you want to run down the engineers?
Okay.
Get your car and run them down.
Ladies and gentlemen, the engineers. Actually, it's George Brewington. We have quite
the Joy Boys of Radio.
We have a diversified group. None of them speaks English. There's George Brewington over there on the consulate. The, of course, the regular author page is always.
Yeah, the very regular author page.
And then the unusual and very exciting, debonair and dashing Arthur Semming.
Thank you very
much.
Everybody's got to go.
Now, Art, you're getting too fat. You ripped your pants right there.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Got some good pictures last week.
Well, you know, you may see Arthur gets quite a bit of name credit. Not around here, but in the newspapers, he gets his, you know, he takes pictures.
Hold still. I'll take a new shot of you here.
Okay. Hey, good print. So, it looks like a pretty exciting show. Bobby Shenton is not with us today.
He'll be back in a couple of days.
He had an operation on his ear this morning, and he'll be back again. We're sure he's going to have a little happy juice there. So, all in all, it was pretty exciting today, don't you think so? Pretty good show?
Yeah, that'll be the day.
I agree with you, really. It's not too much. What do you got coming up here?
Well, we have Sammy Skin and his drums. He'll be along later on the program.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to present a WRC Radio Players soap opera.
Good.
And finally, Arthur Codfish will be around.
And we have an award today, too.
We do?
Yes, the Washington Optometrist Society has just voted the Joy Boys the program that makes a spectacle of itself every night.
Here!
Ooh. Well, that's David Carroll in the orchestra. Love is just around the corner. Very nice.
That's a very nice record. We certainly enjoy hearing the nice old-fashioned tunes.
Glad you enjoy them, sir. Yes. All right.
We really enjoy it.
Now it's time for our first feature of the evening.
Enjoy it.
And what is our first feature of the evening coming up here?
Well, I think it's time, usually, Gully Bumps, he's normally here by this time. I think I hear a knock at the door now. Wonderful. Come in.
Very gently, if you'll set the drums up there. Thank you.
It looks to me to be Sammy Skin.
Easy there.
His drums and his cymbal.
That'll do it very nicely. Thank you, sir.
Rather subdued, Sammy.
Mr. Scott, here's the script for this evening's program. Hello, Mr. Walker. Hello, Samuel.
Sam?
Yes.
I mean, how are you, kid? I mean, how is everything?
I am perfectly fine this evening, sir.
Perfectly fine.
And I want you to know that everything has been most agreeable with me in the last few days.
Sam, it's not the old Sam we knew.
No, it's not.
Sam has turned over a new skin here.
Sam is now a very serious performer.
What, have you got a script for me?
Here's the script right there.
Looks like you got a commercial, Sam. Hey, Sam's got a commercial. Terrific.
Hey, don't be so raucous. I mean, this is a very serious type thing. This is not a frivolous commercial.
Okay.
This is something designed to entertain and to educate at the same time.
Okay, Sam. I'll
if you just read the script.
Read my part.
Yes.
Now, Duke Macaroni presents Words of Romance.
Thank you. Good evening, friends. This is Sam Skin with famous Words of Romance. Oh, how I love you, Gloria Slavnik. I love your eyes, your hair, that tooth. I'll never forget the first time we met, Gloria. And sitting here in my cell, I recall those beautiful days. My thoughts are only of you. The $5,000 we have stashed away that the cops never found. I'll be out in 90 years, Gloria, and I hope you'll wait for me, because I'll be waiting for you. Love, 3725-43, alias Harry. A famous love letter to a lovely girl. And now, friends, a reminder that Duke's Macaroni, the thin macaroni designed for people who want to get fat, full of starch and other food value. If you want to make spaghetti, pour the sauce on Duke's Macaroni. Watch it lay there and stop it up. You try it. It's good. And now, Bum Voyage, Sammy Skin.
Sammy, that was beautiful.
You like that?
Really, it was inspiring to have you, have you on a show like this.
I get a little emotional when I read those.
You do beautiful. Is this your own idea?
Yes, I thought it would be nice for a change.
Okay, Sam, that's fine.
Good.
You take your drums and...
beat it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
There's Peggy Lee, who's just wild about Harry. I don't know if Harry knows this, but...
I don't think Harry cares, personally.
Harry Carey. This is the Joy Boys program for Monday night. He's a clown, isn't he?
Japanese clown.
And this is the Joy Boys show for Monday night. Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here. You know, back during the great days when radio was really king, the soap opera was the queen of all the shows in the afternoon.
Right.
Everywhere you went in the afternoon, there were women all over America listening to Ma Perkins and Just Plain Stella Dallas and all the great shows. Wild Bill Herring, what was his name there? And David
having a lolly baby.
A lolly baby. I understand she's got a hamburger.
Life can be beautiful.
So anyway, these people, you know, worked these soap operas for, well, as some of them lasted 25, 30 years. Well, naturally, the characters on the show became friends, right?
Off the air, yes.
That's right. They were personable. They went to dances together and had coffee hours, poker parties, things like that. So it's certainly reasonable to assume that they would have gone on a picnic at one time. We would like to give you our interpretation of what would have happened and could easily have happened to a team, a soap opera family, real family on the air who were good friends off the air, who might have gone on a picnic on a spring day as it was yesterday and who came in on Monday to do the show. This is what might possibly occur. For today's exciting episode of Just Plain Stella Bauer. As our story opens, we find ourselves in Stella's apartment, as she says to her sister-in-law, Lolly.
Hey! Pardon me. I wasn't in the script. Lolly, it seems to me that we've got to do something about collecting your alimony, because it's imperative that we get the money to pay the rent for the... apartment.
I don't understand it myself, I did all I could. I talked to the marshal this morning, and I did all I could to get the lawyer.
Here comes the lawyer now.
And so, Lolly and Stella thought every angle they could possibly think of to... get the situation straightened out. As our story reopens, we find the lawyer, Charles Cranston, talking to Stella.
Well, it's important that you remember one thing here. We must make sure that we have a strong case. When we take it before the judge, because if he finds that I've got it worse than any of you, really. Do you understand what I mean, Stella?
I don't know if I do or not. I just wish somebody could straighten...
Everybody talk! Last time I'll go on a crummy picnic and get caught in the rain with you all.
It looks bad. It looks bad for Stella. It looks bad for the lawyer, Clarence. It looks bad for Maud. It looks bad for the...
Looks bad for this show. I'm the program director of the network, and you all are through.
You mean we've had it?
Yeah, so don't sneeze in my face. I told you I'm very susceptible to colds. Now, why did you...
That was called Tippy Tin, done for you by the Kirby Stone 4.
And now... Set Spray, the greatest name in hairspray, for you girls who want to keep your hair calm and collected on windy days. We bring you author Codfish Time. Here he is, author, the old sprayhead himself, Codfish.
I like a little old silly filly up in Philly. There's a silly little filly. The filly that's in Philly is so silly when she's chilly.
Father, who writes those songs for you, Arthur?
I got them from Pen Pan Alley.
Not within my jurisdiction to criticize the...
He's an Arabian songwriter.
Your lyric, Arthur.
Pen Pan Alley.
They are
Alley.
A bit on the corny side, don't you think, Arthur?
Used to get a laugh.
Not today, Arthur.
Golly, it's nice. It's been such spring-like weather.
Yes.
Golly, I was down on the farm over the weekend. You know, I had to go up to New York to do the videotape version of Hidden Camera.
Yes, Arthur.
That's a fine little show. Have you ever seen the show?
No, Arthur.
You never see the show?
I never watched the show. Well, I can't afford a television set, Arthur, on your salary.
Get him a television sent over to his apartment, will you?
I'll watch it regularly, Arthur.
Watch it going through that part of town, too, with my car.
Golly, Ned, it's nice.
It was a bit breezy yesterday morning, Arthur. Was it windy on the farm, Arthur?
It's always windy when I'm on the farm. Golly, we had a nice time. We went on over to the Hunt Club. They had a meeting, boy.
Yeah, they did, Arthur.
We found it, though.
Yeah.
Hit it in the same tree stump they've been hiding it in for
Arthur,
years.
We have a new sponsor today. Set Spray, the greatest name in girls' hairspray, Arthur.
Girls is the future in a can, right here with our Set Spray.
Have their hair.
He's fine. What are you mumbling about?
I was reading the commercial, Arthur.
Don't read the can. Put the can up.
Yes.
Girls, if you need to fix your hair up and make it look a little pretty, if you want to feel that you're adorable to be adored, why don't you get some Set Spray? Time will come over here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Codfish. Good morning, sir. Good morning.
How are you, darling?
Oh, fine. I am that, yes.
Give me a little kiss on the cheek.
Well,
that's a fine broth of a lass.
Well, thank you now, Mr. Codfish. I appreciate that.
Carmel, your hair looks very nice. One side of your head has been spray set, hasn't it?
That's correct.
The other side looks...
terrible.
Terrible.
Can you tell which side was spray set?
I think I can. The side that was spray set is the side that looks good, isn't it, darling?
No, it's the side that looks terrible.
Oh
yes. It's very simple to use it, though, you see. Hand me that can there, will you?
Yes,
simple little push-button can. Carmel is spraying the other side of her head, and notice how the hair is taking shape. The hair is all curled up on your head beautifully. Let me feel
Arthur.
Your hair. Let me just feel your hair. Shut up, meatball.
Arthur, there's something else.
Bring your head over here, Carmel.
Certainly.
Okay? Let me stroke your head.
Arthur.
Wait a minute. Stuff is so hard you could break it with a brick.
I can tell you something, Arthur.
Ouch! Mr. Codfish, take it easy on me.
I think your head is frozen, meatball.
No, it's Arthur. I tried to tell you and you wouldn't listen to me. You have the wrong can there. That is shellac, Arthur.
That's what I play when I start singing my shellacky here. Let's see. In the Blue Ridge. That's too bad, Carmel. I think maybe if we steam it up, it'll come clean, all right?
I think I'm going to send you the bill for this.
All right, Dad. This is what's left of Carmel's head over the NBC Radio Network.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
That last record was by Les Brown, who's going to be up at American University tonight, all you kids.
I thought he had already been to college.
No, he's appearing.
Oh,
that's the show for this evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here, thanking Georgie Brewington. Arthur Semig.
Look at Birdie.
And Arthur Page.
Yeah.
Bobby Shen's not here today.
He'll be back.
I don't know.
This is Charles Steff reminding you that I'm about to get court-martialed for telling you that this program is heard overseas.
Tonight, the Joy Boys will have a special 6-hour show on WRC Radio.
Somebody goofed!
In the business section of Time this week, the editors take a look at the welcome mat that the new administration is spreading for foreign tourists. Time notes that last year, more than 2 million Americans traveled abroad and spent $1 billion more than did the 87,000 foreign tourists who visited the U.S. Time examines some of the steps that are underway to close the tourist gap, including a Tour the USA promotion backed by European airlines. Elsewhere in the business section, there's a penetrating analysis of the recent airline strike, which focuses on the possibility of a reoccurrence, the story of a potential merger that would make railroad history, and a special look at William Wood Prince, spark plug for the success of the rapidly diversifying armor company. And, of course, business is just one of some 20 departments in which Time reviews the significant news of the whole world's week, every week.
WRC, WRC-FM, Washington, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
No, the theme doesn't go yet. We have a new man on the board, actually. Arthur, I'm surprised that you...
I decided these openers are so corny, I thought we'd go into the theme first.
Arthur, as usually, he's the one that rides game on the whole show. He's the executive producer, as
I ride herd on the whole show.
But I'm surprised that you playing the theme first.
How do you like that?
That sounds a little better.
Listen, we got some people waiting in the hall. I took the liberty of inviting them down. I figured you wouldn't mind. See, I've joined this new dramatic group, Willard, the McLean Gardens Little Theater.
Yeah.
And, we're working on a production that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and I thought maybe we could take a minute or so and promote the play.
I mean, we like to be civic on the show, but you know the show is only 25 minutes, and I don't think this is really the spot.
You can be civil as well as civic. I mean, my show too.
If my people were doing it,
I'd let you promote it.
I don't think I'd ask. Certainly. I mean,
well,
I really
happy
think
to have you.
It's
have
not the point. I think it's
the Octagon Club or whatever.
Well, they're coming. Let's not argue. They're coming in here.
Mr. Scott. That's Mr. Scott, and these are some of my neighbors.
Mr. Scott.
Yeah, he's the handsome devil.
That's Mr. Scott. That's Mr. Scott.
What am I, some kind of a freak or something? You've never seen me before?
You said that. I did.
You said
that.
We didn't.
All right, now, I'll tell you what we'd like to do.
I don't like them already.
I'd like to talk just a little bit about our play, all right? You all have your scripts there?
Got to talk about waiting a script to talk about a play.
To be or not to be.
The scene is a small castle up in Dunsandore. The play we're doing, of course, is Hamlet, and the voice you will hear will be first the ghost of Hamlet's father.
Now, wait a minute. To be or not to be, that is the question.
I thought you were going
to
just plug
whether it is no blood in the mind.
One of these clowns going to do the whole show?
Very good for you.
Aren't you playing
or
me?
To
the whole
throw this whole bunch out.
Well, I never. Doing the whole play, you stick. One plug. You got the whole thing. Come on, get out.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Time for the Joy Boys program, and I'm really hurt. I want to tell you.
Look, I try to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. What would you do if some of my friends came in and started doing a whole show? I mean, they...
I'm afraid he's not going to let us go on.
That's the ghost of management coming in.
Come in anyway. Did some of your friends want to do a whole show?
Why don't they want to do the whole show? I mean, now look, think...
Well, to be honest about it, I don't think your friends could...
do a whole show.
...talk anyway.
Well,
I've seen some of the people you hang
around. Let me just ask you this simple question. I mean, the fact that this bunch of your neighbors, they were going to take our whole show and act out...
Well, they are new. I would have cut them off. I wouldn't have let them go the whole show.
But the guys had scripts. They were bringing their thermos bottles in. They had their lunch.
They're serious about this thing.
But they were going to stay for the whole show. I mean,
well, all right.
I mean, I didn't mean to throw them out.
It's all right.
Look, the next time they have, I'll do a bozo appearance for nothing for the whole bunch. How's that?
We don't want any clowns over there. One of the guys took it so hard, he's
shooting off his mouth again. Do we have an award?
This program has been voted by the
Lumberman's Association. Two biggest jacks.
He spell that?
J-E-R-K, Lumber Jerk.
Swinging the petite waltz there, done by the College All-Stars. Pretty swinging bunch of fellas there, you know.
I understand Les Brown's going to be at the American
Union. That was last night.
No, he liked it so well, he's taking some courses.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
he's
fine.
Summer semester student.
Sign him right up there.
Wonderful.
Right? Mm-hmm. We got a commercial.
We do?
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
look what Dodge has done for Compact.
What?
Lancer.
you love Lancer, if you love driving.
Lancer, Dodge's new compact has torsion air, so you ride smooth as a swan on a pond. Quiet, too. No squeaks, no rattles.
You love Lancer, if you love styling.
The new Dodge Lancer's got style to spare, inside and out.
You love Lancer, if you love saving.
You save when you buy Dodge Lancer. Its price is low. You save while you're running Dodge Lancer. Its slant six engine rings extra miles out of every gallon. Its new alternator generator keeps Lancer's battery alive and kicking long beyond its time.
It's what you want in a compact car.
Lancer, at your Dodge dealers now.
Once again, gentlefolk in Radioland, it's time for relaxation at the end of a busy day as we bring you Goon River Anthology with our poet, Randolph W. Goon. Mr. Goon has just entered the studio, preparing for his nightly siesta with good words. Mr. Goon has a slight limp this evening. Now, Mr. Goon, if you would, please, our first poem for this evening. I don't have a list of what you're going to do.
The chair is a little too high. My head is above the microphone.
We're here. Squat down the floor.
No, I don't want to squat into the show, if you don't mind. I'll get this. Let me just move this chair. I'll get this.
Mr. Goon is a rather temperamental artist, as you
piano bitch. Now my head is too far below.
Well, just make do with what you have.
Okay, your ankle.
I hit the microphone with my head that time. Good evening.
What is your first poem?
Called Understanding.
Very nice.
In this day of hustle and bustle, it is easy to understand how sometimes we forget and show ourselves to be animals again. We lack understanding and kindness, the things we do and say, and sometimes tempers flare up and make others bad days. What we need is love and tenderness in our hearts, so cold, to give us patience as t'were the case with men of old. A little sacrifice, a little tender care, wilt make your life so much better, and others none the worse, beware. Be kind and loving, neighbor, and always stop to think how you might feel if you were in the shoes of that other fellow thing.
That's very touching and beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
One of the loveliest poems you've done since you've been on this program.
I'm very pleased to say.
Just beautiful. You mean those words, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, next week, Goon River Anthology will not be heard due to a prior commitment. However, 2 weeks...
What? What'd you say?
I said...
What'd you say? I must have heard you wrong.
Next week, Goon River Anthology will not be presented because of a public service commitment.
But a what?
2 weeks from tonight.
A public service commitment?
Yes, we have...
They're replacing this show with a public service commitment?
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
What do they think I am?
Mr. Goon.
Jack LaLoon?
Remember the...
I am a public service commitment.
The understanding, Mr. Goon.
That's pretty disgusting.
The words you wrote
right on... If they stay away from home once in a while, come in off, get off the golf course and listen to the crummy station...
Look what you wrote.
Instead of writing memos. They're memo happy.
You wrote these words.
They're all creeps upstairs. The program department's a fink.
Mr. Goon. Stop
the Trans Department lovely poem, Mr. Goon. Fooling on a lovely poem, Mr. Goon. I'm going to get a job elsewhere. I don't need you. Well, let me tell you, what a bunch of clowns. Bozo isn't the only clown at this station. I don't know how he laughs with all of them upstairs.
Regular program.
Fooling!
That's Julie London, a little thing called You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. This is the Joy Boys, heard live from America, WRC and WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
Transcribed overseas.
Here's Eddie Walker.
And now the WRC News Reel of the Air.
The WRC Radio Junior News League Review is on the air. International visitors come to Washington.
Visiting members of a Russian cultural exchange visited Washington and Baltimore last week. At a special luncheon given in their honor in Baltimore, the bill of fare featured homemade Maryland crab cakes, to which the Russians replied,
"The Russian delegate has just stated that he does not care at all for the crab cakes. This is not the reason for which he came to Baltimore."
Yes, his brood on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. Bad news, yes.
Actually, the delegate has come to this country to get the lyrics and words of the music to the songs about brood on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay and to start a theme of pleasant living in the Soviet area. And that's the story from where we sit at this hour.
Fashion's in the news, and spring is the thing. With the warm weather of Washington that was afforded us last week, new spring fashions were very much in the news. At the fashionable Ritz LaRue Fashion Show on Connecticut Avenue, the topic of conversation was the lovely two-piece Chihuahua bathing suit worn by Miss Pearl LaDish. And the man in the man will be the man in the moon very soon, and it will be a reality. Diligently, the men of the world are working towards outfitting a man to be hurtled into outer space. One aspiring astronaut, after having finished a rigorous 6-month training period of weightlifting, strenuous gymnastics, special health food, and general physical fitness program, was heard to say,
"I'm certainly looking forward to being the first man in outer space. I just hope it's going to be a swinging time up there on the moon. I bet we just have a blast-a-rooney. Yes, sir."
And school children from nearby the way Wisconsin visited downtown bank in one of the first preschool children's programs. The children's assignment was to learn the banking business firsthand.
Give us all the money you got in the till.
And that's this week's news review in capsule form. Join us again next week when once again the WRC Junior League news reporting staff will present the news weeks in review.
Who could ask for anything more than a full-size, full-value Chrysler for only $29.64? You get torsion, air suspension,
and unibody deserves a mention.
Don't look far, don't look twice.
Here's a full-size car
at a full-size price. Who could ask for anything more than a full-size, full-value Chrysler for only $29.64?
Yes, only $29.64 plus modest destination charges is the list price of a beautiful Chrysler Newport. This is no junior edition, but a full-size Chrysler with famous torsion air suspension and durable unibody construction. $2,964 at your Chrysler dealers now.
Who could ask for anything more than a full-size, full-value Chrysler for only $29.64? For only $2,964.
And now, the National Broadcasting Company proudly presents Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood.
Trek, the greatest name in women's slacks, bring you now the adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park. Today's exciting episode is entitled Robin and the Water Problem. As our story opens, we find ourselves somewhere in the park. The birds are singing as Robin says,
"Men, it's time that we do something that we've been putting off all during the winter season. And now that the weather is beginning to change, it's imperative that we take care of this." We have a bird whistling through his teeth over there. Do you men understand me? We have a big job to do.
Hi, Robin. There's lots of work to do, and the spring is almost here.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin. That being the case, men, let's mount our trusty steeds and away to the creek.
And so Robin Hood and his band of merry men ride off towards Rock Creek, where they actually have some kind of a scheme up their sleeve. As our story reopens, we find the men approaching the creek.
All right, now, men, you understand the problem? Get those logs and get all of that timber there and start putting it at the end of this creek, all right?
Come on, little Jack.
Come on. All right, men.
Good work.
Robin and his men were furiously trying to dam up the rock creek. The logs and the rock went in place like young beavers they worked to make every single
beaver could do any better,
look as good as possible and to hold the water back. After 1 hour and a half of working...
I remember these bones are all stiff and tired. I'm tired and worn out.
You men have done an admirable job. This is the most beautiful dam in the creek I've ever seen in my life. You are to be commended.
Hey, Robin! Robin,
a question.
Yes, what is it, Friar?
Are we doing this to help the city's water supply in case this summer there's a shortage and they'll have the creek backed up so we can have extra water to bathe and drink?
I think you men have the wrong idea.
Well, why did you dam up the creek like this? You've got the creek dammed up from down here by the Sheraton Park Hotel all the way back up to this.
Because this summer we want to have a creek deep enough to run boats. And we're going to rent boats for the hour, have people taking little cruises throughout the creek, maybe a moonlight cruise with a
band. Like they do down at the tidal basin where they let the kids rent those
yes,
ducks?
Yes, we'll make a million this summer because we've dammed up the creek well in advance.
Hooray! Robin,
it's been a Bent Ball production.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio.
That's it for the Joy Boys for Tuesday. Ed Walker here.
You might have noticed with the smidgen of Jonah Jones there was the Plumbers Union number 503 marching and walking band there. That's Willard Scott. We'd like to say goodbye. Here's Charlie Stafford.
This program is a disgrace to our armed forces overseas.
That's not it.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The staff announcer shoots off his mouth next over NBC.
I warned him, didn't I?